Blog Talk Radio.
Dark, you got the commish here live on the air. We got a lot to talk about tonight. We're gonna talk about quarters, man. We're not gonna talk about dimes, nicks, 20s, doves, whatever you're calling them on the street today. We're gonna talk about quarters. We're gonna talk about, you want 4 minute quarters, you want 7 minute quarters when it comes to tournament play. Obviously, league is constantly gonna stay at the default that EA does, so, you know, this year it was 7 minutes. I actually like 7 minutes. I know lobby ball's at 6 minutes, but I actually like the 7 minutes a lot. As far as tournaments, I also agree. I always like the 7 minute tournaments, although a lot of people think that's too long. But the Madden tournament community, 4 minutes is a standard, so we will never get rid of 4 minute quarters tournaments, but we could add some lengthier quarter lengths, like 5, 6, or 7 minutes for different tournaments. So that's something to think about, and hopefully we're going to get some callers in to speak about that. So we'll see. Also, we're going to talk about the legend of Balkino and how it continues to grow. Hopefully he'll call in so we can specifically talk to him about what occurred in his game versus Chillin in the conference finals today. Lots of playoff games been going down. Lots of really good games. Black Assassin was defeated by OFL now JJ Mills. Also saw Keith got up, or not upset, but got beat by DNA Suspect. It was a really good game. Madernall just absolutely destroyed Mad Dream. I know Mad Dream's going through some things right now, so maybe his mind wasn't fully focused on the game. But yeah, Madernall took it to him. It's been a lot of games, actually, that have gone down. So we're moving pretty fast. We Witness was defeated again today. Trying to remember who he played. It was kind of an upset, I thought. But either way, Witness is gone. Ready 10. I believe he lost his game also. So lots of stuff going on. Crack Action has joined OFL Now Fantasy. Denver Broncos owner Maniac left the league. No big loss there. He was a terrible scheduler anyways, so we hate to see people leave, but whatever with that guy. He wasn't really helping the community and he was 0-5, and I guess he thought it was time to go. If you're ever feeling like you want to leave the league, contact me or contact the head of the players, OFL Now Players Union. Talk to us first. Maybe we can figure something out, help you out, see what's making you want to leave the league, and then work on fixing that for you, because we really don't want to lose any members. But, yeah, so Maniac's gone, and Crack Action took his place. Speaking of the head of the OFL Now Players Union, we do have the vote up there for Freddy Krueger 1 or OFL Now Jay Mills. You guys go out there and vote. Big thing going on. As far as the logos you guys have seen, we've decided to go with the grayish-silver controller with the kind of like the maroonish-red football and then the OFL Now underneath. Let me know what you guys think. Getting a lot of questions right now about what's going on with the Twitch channel. Cyrus the Virus TV, make sure you follow him on Twitch. He's going to be the official broadcaster. Right now, he's preparing for the big Vegas tournament coming up here in maybe 2-3 weeks, February 22nd. It's a 6,000 PlayStation 4 and a 6,000 Xbox One tournament out in Vegas. So he's really preparing a lot for that. But he wants to get the Twitch channel, you know, he doesn't want to release it until it's ready to go. So we got a couple things, a couple graphics. If anybody knows anything about Twitch, let me know, man, so we can figure out how to do some graphics. I know he was asking about maybe like a translucent like background or something for the chat. If anybody knows anything, just, you know, send a message or whatever. Yeah, that's that. Also, we're going to take a caller right now from the 412. Is that you, Snake Eyes?
Yep.
All right, Snake, how you doing this evening?
Pretty good, but something is bothering me with Xbox right now.
Speak about it.
Basically, I got a new hard drive yesterday, and I was downloading stuff all day yesterday and today, like stuff that I had in the past.
Uh-huh.
And then I got to my new game, GTA 5. And it was saying that I have to uninstall two gigabyte. And if anybody knows anything about that, right now I'm moving everything onto the new hard drive and stuff, but I don't know if it's going to really fix that exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. If I was you, I might ask Jay Mills. He's very familiar with computers and hard drives and all that. But, Snake, we have you on the air tonight. We want to talk about quarter length. A lot of guys in the community are saying they would like to see a little longer quarter for the tournament instead of just four-minute tournaments. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I would even like to see, like, maybe a 15-minute quarter one.
A 15?
And see what happens. Like an actual NFL, one.
Uh-huh.
See what happens.
Now, don't you think like the quarter length would be just completely out, like the score would be just completely out of control with that many minutes?
It just depends who plays and who plays who, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just depends on that.
All right, well, I mean, 15 minutes, I don't know a lot of people that want to do that, but that's something to consider. But how do you feel about, like, a 7-minute or 6-minute quarter tournament for people that don't want to just participate in 4 minutes?
I mean, I would even like to see maybe 8 at the highest.
8?
For now.
Okay. All right, Snake. Well, thanks for calling in this evening, and I'm sure we'll hear from you again. Take care. And we have another caller coming in from the 407 area code. 407, you're now live on OFL After Dark with the Commish. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Greg? Balkino.
Who is this? The Balkino. So, Balkino, a lot of things have happened in the last 2 days with you and the OFL Now community. And for once, it's not all negative things. It's actually pretty positive. Congratulations on winning the West Yellowstone 16. You won $375, and all you had to do was $26 to get in. How do you How was the opponents that you played in that tournament?
I give them props to all three of them. They were beyond good. All three of the games kind of gone either way. It was just basically winning on the game-winning drive and getting one turnover. I could have lost all three of them, I could have won all three of them. It's basically how it went.
All right. So what are you planning on doing with that $375? You're not going to
put
it all up your nose, are you?
Nah. I was going to Cocoa Beach. Sorry. Or not Cocoa, Clearwater, I think. Clearwater Beach. One beach in Florida. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We want to go somewhere. We're going to spend a week in there.
Oh, really? That sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
Go out and eat some nice food and enjoy the
killer
weather.
Nice.
Well, congratulations on that. Let's also talk about your Miami Dolphins team. How are they looking right now in the playoffs?
Oh, really good. We have no injuries. I'm not sure who I play next. I could look. I think I'm still waiting to find out that matchup for who I'm going to play. So I'm looking forward to it. I'll look while we're talking. I'll have to get back to you on that one. Let me check that out.
Somebody said it was Believing Monsters you were going to be playing, but
It is Believing Monsters. It is Believing Monsters. I was thinking ahead of time, like Super Bowl.
Now, a lot of people don't know Believing Monsters went from one of the maybe not the best players we had in the league to one of the best players we have now. And a lot of that can be attributed to all the hard work he's put in, but also you helping him learn the game a lot. Tell me the emotions that are going through you knowing that you had to play Monsters, a guy that you've helped to get to the Super Bowl.
I mean, I thought of that in the past of if I ever came into this, and this is why I kept the private scheme away from Reddy, Monsters, and anybody who's on my team. So I saved a certain scheme for playoffs and tournaments that I've been waiting. As you can tell, I've been on a nice winning streak lately with it. So I have something in my back pocket. And also, you got to remember everything they're running. I know before they pick it. So
are you saying there's no chance that Monsters can defeat you?
I think there's a chance he can put a good game, but I don't think he's going to win this one. I think I can just guess his plays on what he's going to do before he calls it. I think it's going to be a really close game, though. I think I'll probably win by 14, maybe 21 if he makes too many mistakes.
Okay. All right. Well, do you have mixed emotions going into this game since you have such a strong bond with Monsters?
Yeah, I really wish he would have been on the other conference so we could have met in the Super Bowl and, say he went from, the worst, not worst, but bottom to the Super Bowl. And, that's a lot of props, the fact that he's made it this far. I mean, he's been a lot of good opponents, and people still haven't given him his props, only because, he's not very vocal, but he does talk a lot in Gliv, as you can tell, at random. It'll be like 2:30, here's Monsters.
Yeah, I love it. I love seeing the Daily Monster posts. It always is entertaining, and it's very educative what he usually has to say. Monsters has come a long way, and it's a good job of whatever you do over there on Team Balkino, but it's working. I know some other guys have been asking me, hey, I need some help here or there, and Balkino's a guy to talk to. Finesse Gigolo's another guy you might want to speak with. I know... DNA Suspects I saw earlier said he's willing to help people. There's a lot of different people in this community. I know Cyrus the Virus TV is going to have a ebook out here after Vegas so there's just a lot of people willing to help, so it's a good thing. Now, Balkino, let's talk a little bit about your other league. Now, today, the game of the hell, I don't know, it was insane. Everyone that watched it, I know Mira Ghost was talking about how insane it was. I saw it. Fill the loyal listeners in a little bit about what occurred in your game with your Oakland Raiders team in Group 1 single versus Chillin 941, a really, really strong opponent.
Basically what happened was I felt like I had the game locked down before it got out of hand. I was about to get a good, 10-point lead before the half. And I was on the 2-yard line. I fumbled. He returned it. And then on my next drive, I threw a pick, and then he scored off it. And then I was down by 10 basically the whole game. I fought, what, 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter to make a comeback. And basically I ended up benching my 99 overall quarterback because his confidence just dropped, and I had to bring in my backup. And basically my backup won me the game. I mean, I think he was 7 for 8 for like 210 yards, 3 touchdowns for, you know, less than 6 minutes being in the game. And it came down to, I got up 35-31. He had 2 minutes to score, drove all the way down to my 1-yard line. It was first and inches, and I stopped him all 4 times. And it was just a good, it was a hell of a game. I thought I lost, to be honest with you. But I knew in goal line, he was going to either sneak it, go to the flat to do a running back, or, you know, there's only so much you can do out of that formation. So I kind of, I was happy that he didn't pick a different formation. So I kind of knew, you know, what he was going to pick before he picked it. So I had that upper hand too.
And that leads me to another point there. Do you think it's wiser not to be in that goal line stance or the goal line formation? And because, like you said, it kind of limits you to what plays you're going to be using.
I think sometimes it does, because I've been stopped myself. I'm like, oh, I'm going to just run QB sneak. And, for example, Jordan stopped me in our game on QB sneak. I believe I've been chilling, stopped me a drive. People who know when it's coming, they just, you know, you just blitz all down in the middle. And if that quarterback can't make that leap, I mean, I stopped him on inches 4 times back to back.
All right. Well, the legend of Valkino continues to grow, and we'll see if you can keep building upon that that rep here in the finish out the playoffs and get your Super Bowl rings like you think you're going to. Another thing, a lot of guys are talking about quarter length. You know, right now we're doing 4-minute quarters in tournaments and we're doing 7-minute quarters in leagues. I don't see 7-minute quarters ever changing in leagues or whatever the default Madden comes out with in Madden 16. But as far as tournaments, you know, if you recall when we first started doing tournaments, they were 7-minute quarters, and I liked them, and then I got a lot of noise, and you were one of the people that were saying, hey, 4-minute quarters. So we went to 4-minute quarters, and true to what a lot of people were saying, it brought more players because 4 minutes is the standard in the Madden tournament community. So I would never get away from 4-minute quarters, but I would possibly maybe add 6 or 7 minute quarter tournaments also. How do you feel about that?
I mean, right now I don't like change. I mean, I love shorter quarters, but I hate going back and forth. I like the fact that it's 4 minutes now. You just got to think a certain way, and it comes down to making, like, when I play these really good opponents, they make one mistake, I know how to capitalize on that. Now, when they have 7 minutes, I can choke in the fourth quarter, as you've seen me do in the past, you know, blow a 10-point, 21-point lead. I prefer the 4 minutes, actually, right now. I've gotten used to it, adjusted. I love the 7 minutes in league, so it makes it feel like a real NFL game, like league game. So.
Okay. And I'm kind of on board with you there, but we'll see. You know, if we have enough people that want to do 7-minute or 6-minute or whatever tournaments, I'm sure we could make it happen. Hey, Volcano, we're joined right now from the 616 area code. You're now live on OFL After Dark. This is the commish. Who do I have the pleasure to speak with this right now?
J. Mills.
Who? Oh,
J. Mills.
Now J. Mills. Hey, speaking about you, J. Mills, earlier in the show, you pulled a big win off against one of your Latin partners, Black Assassin. What happened in that game?
Yeah, I was real nervous. This is my first playoff, so you know, I had a lot of ones that I had let go. So this one was I care about this team. I put a lot into this team, so I was nervous. And Black Assassin, he had my number for a while. Yeah, we both have good defenses, as you can see. And, like, it's kind of like whoever made the first pick. So as I was going, I was thinking, like, man, if I keep messing up on him, there's no way I can come back because his defense is too good. But I just kept telling myself, if I just keep playing, eventually something's going to happen for me. So after halftime, after I know I got the ball back, I said, you know, he may think I'm going to come out and run. He may not, but I'm going for my best player on the field. I'm going right off the back to Antonio Brown, and I threw it to him, and Tony came up good. And after that, you know, Bell was already controlling the game. And I knew if I can get up, I can control the clock because I'm really good at running. So
mm-hmm.
that was
– Are you coming from the game?
And that was your that's your Pittsburgh Steelers team in Group 2 Multiple, correct?
Yeah, that's the team I, you know, got to put together. It's like my the best team the other team I took over was for Cal, so I had nothing to do with that team. But this team, I put everything into this team. So everything that if we lose with the players, we lose is my fault. I mean, other teams like single, there's not too much I can do with those teams. I do what I can, but this team is actually like being a coach. You know, you see people go, you put your scheme together. Like only person you can blame to yourself, you start at the beginning, is yourself in the multiple, because you got the chance to pick who you want, how you want to run your system. And that's why I like my Group 2 Multiple team more than anything.
Oh. Yeah, and I'm actually glancing at John Campbell Buck's preseason predictions, and he actually had you taken second in your division in the AFC North. And he says if Mr. DC's defense doesn't improve, expect J.J. Mills to step up and bring the division title back to Pittsburgh. But you didn't actually win your division, did you?
I won my division yesterday.
Oh, you did end up. I knew it was a tight race. I thought you actually.
It was between me and Viper. Mr. DC had lost the game to Broncos 93, I think. So I don't really think Mr. DC had a chance after Viper had won his game. So pretty much, if I would have lost to my last game to Mr. DC, then Viper would have won the conference, and I would have had to go in the wild card. But instead, I won it, and Viper went in as a wild card. So, yeah.
And you'll be playing – who will you be playing next?
Between Fat Magic and Mad Dream. Yeah.
Who would you rather play?
I mean, they both – I think on offense, Fat Magic is better – on defense, Mad Dream is better. So, personally, I don't know. I'd probably rather that's a hard one. I'd probably rather play Mad Dream, to be honest, because if you don't put points against me, my defense is going to come up eventually, and if we can run the ball, which we have, and this is a different team. Like, I think that would depend on what team you have and how they match up with the team. And if I'm not mistaken, I think he got the Patriots. So I'm pretty confident Le'Veon Bell going against the Patriots defense. So I think I think the hardest defense I went against was today. So I think Le'Veon Bell is going to do good against other teams.
Right. Now, what direction do you see yourself taking these Steelers in this offseason? I know you're probably not thinking of the offseason yet because you're focused and you're deep into the playoffs, but a lot of listeners out there want to know, are you looking at big free agent signings? Are you looking at anything special in the rookie draft?
We're looking at all of it. We're going to take our – we're going to – our things step by step. You know, we're going to take our games day by day. But after that's over, we got a formula that we're going to figure out what free agents did something for us that we got to re-sign back. And we'll take care of that. Then after that, we'll get ready for the free agent frenzy. We'll see how much they're asking for. And if we can use somebody that won't ask for too much, we'll go that approach. But right now, my team, I really don't need anything, to be honest. I need corners. That's the only thing. I want to get some tall corners. I got the Pete Carroll scenario. Like, my defense is how I want my defense to be exactly like his. I want big on the outside, fast on the inside. Big on the outside, yeah, and fast on the inside, yeah. So that's what my defense is becoming. And I just need some big, tall corners because on this Madden game, when you don't have tall corners, they can be as good as they want to be, but their whole user catching stuff is limited more with tall corners. So I want to have two good tall corners.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. So, do you plan on getting those corners out of the draft predominantly or out of free agency?
Either way, it worked for me. I mean, that's honestly all I'm looking for. I mean, my line's getting good. They're coming back. I'm only losing one lineman, and that's my center. And we kind of built him from the free agency up, so that might be our other approach. But other than that, we got Archer coming back from a terrible injury, And when he comes back, that's going to unite my offense because my former team is the Colts and playing with Devs. Archer plays just like him, maybe better. So I can't wait till he comes back too.
I actually watched your game, and I've been following you recently a little bit more, and I've noticed that you're kind of getting a lot of momentum here at the right time in the playoffs, and I really feel as if you're going to beat the winner, whoever wins the Fat Magic Mad Dream game. I actually think you're going to pull it off and end up in the Super Bowl. If you get there and win this Super Bowl, is there a possibility that J.J. Mills could be building a dynasty in Pittsburgh?
There's a possibility. I mean, we take pride in winning our games and show respect. Like I said, today was hard because Black Magic is, like, I mean, I said Black Magic. I mean, Black Assassin is, like, my biggest practice partner. We go through everything. We pretty much represent the same thing, how we play. So I knew it was, like, kind of me versus me when it come down to practice. But he just has a little bit – well, a lot of bit more patience than with me with holding the ball. And that was probably the hardest part. But I was kind of glad because I feel like playing him, it got me a little bit more motivated because I knew he was going to be the hardest defense I've seen. And I played Fat Magic in a big close game with the Jets. And I was up, I think, 24-7 at third quarter, and he started coming back. And I felt like if I control the game right, I should. This team's way better, so. I feel like that should be better. But, yeah, Dynasty,
right,
yeah, we'll love to build Dynasty.
another question I have for you is you play in both Group 2, Group 1. I also think you're in the Fantasy League, correct?
I'm addicted to the league, yeah.
Okay, where do you think, which league or which group do you think's got the most talent? Group 1, Group 2, or Fantasy? And obviously you're not disrespecting anybody.
That Group 1, it seems like it's kind of decimated because you got people that maybe got mad because they were losing, sold their team. But there's a lot of good people that's in Group 1. But as far as I'm seeing what's going on right now, with the new people and the old with the new, that Fantasy seems like it has a lot of people because you got a lot of new people who just jumped in there. Now, I haven't got to play the whole season yet. I'm going to play everybody, but what I've seen from what I'm hearing who's playing in that, I hear a lot of names that are really good that's in that Fantasy. So I think that Fantasy probably going to have the most competition from right now. But in ranking, probably Fantasy that I know could be tied between Fantasy and Group 1. Then Group 2 I think is people that's trying to make a name for themselves, you know. And everybody's really new in that. So we can't really say, hey, you know, I think Group 1, I even got thrown in there. You know, I think it's a lot of vets in there. I can't even put myself in that category yet because I'm new. I'm a rookie to it. I just happen to be in a situation to take over a team. But I think it's a lot of more people that's been repetition-wise that's in Group 1 is better. So, you know.
Yeah, I presented that same question to Matternaw 321 when he was on the air maybe like a week or two ago, and he said something that kind of was interesting. He said that Group 2 had more variation of play styles, such as more up-tempo players, more college-like playbooks, play styles, just more variation, he said, in there, which he thought made it more difficult. Have you noticed that at all?
I do notice that. I noticed that Group 2 is way more fun because a lot of people in Group 1 do play the same. I have to admit that one. I mean, it's all about winning. I don't care if everybody's formation is different. Everybody's trying to win. So, but Group 1 has more winners. So, I mean, that's probably why it's the same. That's what I just said the other day. A statement was, hey, I'm going to do whatever I can to win because, hey, I'm friends with people off out of the game, but when we in the game, hey, we both trying to win the game, and it is what it is. So,
yeah,
respect that.
Well, thanks for calling in this evening, JJ. Balkino, we got 30 seconds. Anything you'd like to say?
Good luck. Good job on twitching some of your playoff games. That's about it. More to come for sure.
Yeah, definitely broadcast those playoff games. That's a very valid point. People want to watch them. So everyone, thanks for listening this evening, and we'll be back here tomorrow. Peace.